Setting up a budget and planning for your financial future can have a major impact on a family, but these skills are not always intuitive. I have some details about a free event at the Chattanooga Convention Center that provides a money school and financial education. Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise is hosting their first ever money school on March 21st, and joining us is Special Projects Manager Jennifer Holter. Thank you for being my guest.
Yes, thank you.
Tell us more about Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise, CNE.
Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise has been around for 28 years. We started to provide fit and affordable housing to Chattanoogans. So we started with a very robust home improvement program. We expanded that program to include new home production, home ownership counseling, and then with the downturn of the economy, we started doing foreclosure prevention. We still do all of those things. So we're still building homes. We're still renovating homes. We're still keeping people in their homes.
And you also have programs for people who may be facing foreclosure to find alternate means of finance and ways to protect that home.
Right. In our foreclosure prevention program, we offer modification help. So modifications are a lot like going through buying your first home. It is very complex. It takes somebody being there with you every step of the way, which is why we offer counseling through that. Very recently, we've just started offering refinancing. So we are lending again. We used to lend back probably 10, 15 years ago, and we've started lending again. So we can actually help you refinance your home as well as get a modification with your current lender.
Is most of this focused to a specific socioeconomic group, or is it for just anyone that might need the help?
CNE is for anyone. If you want to buy a home, we can help you. If you want to refinance your mortgage, we can help you. If you want to get a home improvement loan, we can help you. There are certain restrictions that apply to different programs, but if somebody is interested in anything to do with home, they can give us a call and we can see how we can help.
This inaugural money school that you're doing, this is branching off into a different area.
Yes, it is. CNE has not typically focused only on financial literacy, but something that we noticed as we began doing foreclosure prevention back in 2008, 2009, was that people really don't think about money until a crisis hits. And then they have no money. They have no savings. They have no way around what's happening to them, and they end up losing their home. They end up going into debt. And so we decided to do Money School to bring together all of the different nonprofits in Chattanooga under one roof so that really it's a one-stop shop for anyone that wants to learn anything about money.
Some people are maybe one paycheck away from losing their home or their car. They live paycheck to paycheck, and a bad injury or a loss of a job, they may not have that extra to tide them over for a month or two. Helping people learn to save is vitally important.
Right. And actually, it's not even just some people. It's 3/4 of Americans. They are living paycheck to paycheck. So the important thing about Money School is that there will be budgeting advice. There will be retirement planning so you can think about the future. There's going to be banking. There's going to be Social Security, insurance, anything that could help prevent an emergency in the future is something to think about now. And that's what people can learn at Money School.
You might plan for weather emergencies and all kinds of emergencies, but financial emergencies are a little more tenuous.
They are, and that's why it's important to really focus on savings, to focus on budgeting, managing debt, focusing on what your credit score is now. A majority of Americans have not checked their credit score in the past year. They have no idea what it is. They have no idea what's on that report. And something could be on that report now that could haunt you in the future. So we are also going to be offering credit report analysis. So if you haven't checked your credit score in a long time, you can come and for free we will pull your FICO credit score and you can find out what you can do to make it better, make it higher.
Not all the workshops are focusing on recovering from dire consequences. You also have a workshop on preparing for college.
Yes, we do. We actually have 4 breakout rooms. 3 are dedicated to adults, and there are different classes in there that are not just for emergencies. And then we have 1 room that is dedicated for teens and tweens. any child that's in high school. So high school students can come, they can learn financial literacy, but they can also learn planning for college, understanding loans versus grants, finding out opportunities to apply for. And then in the adult room, we will actually have a session for parents as well so that they can learn what their children are learning.
Preparing for your financial future, whether it's a goal you set for something, say retirement, or you want to go on a cruise in 3 years and you want to save for that without really hurting your budget. All of these are really good, but some of these breakout sessions could really save your financial stability if push comes to shove.
Yes, it's true. These sessions will be dedicated to your future, whether that's going to be a dire consequence or something fun. But it's important to think about it either way.
The Money School will be at the Chattanooga Convention Center on Saturday, March 21st. What time does it start?
Money School starts at 9 a.m. In that first hour, participants can walk around and find out more from different organizations and agencies that deal with financial literacy. And then the sessions and the services start at 10 a.m., and that includes all the sessions we've talked about, but it also includes services such as tax preparation, healthcare directives. A lot of people don't have healthcare directives prepared, the credit report analysis, mortgage assessments, and personal finance advice. So there is going to be one-on-one private consultations available that day as well.
And this is absolutely free.
It is completely free. We're very thankful for our nonprofit partners without whom this day would not be possible.
If someone is going to attend this and they have a specific goal in mind, what type of documentation should they bring with them to make those consultations more effective?
When you register on our website, you do not have to register for a specific class. You can register just for the day and then decide your classes when you get there. For the one-on-one consultations, you will register for a specific time. And when you register for that time, it will detail what you need to bring. There will be general documentation to bring, but it'll be specific according to if you're going to do tax preparation versus credit report analysis.
But it's always a good idea to bring photo ID, maybe proof of income, Social Security, things like that.
Yes, that will be important, and we will have on the website specifically what to bring.
And what is that website?
The website is www.moneyschoolcha.org. You can also register by phone at 423-756-6201.
Do you need to pre-register, or can you just walk up the day of the event?
You can walk up the day of the event. We are advising to pre-register if you're interested in one of the services we're providing. But if you just want to come to classes and find out what it's all about, you're welcome to just come day of.
Starts at 9 a.m. When does it end?
It ends at 4 p.m.
And if you can't make it to Money School, but you would still like to look into some of these services, can you contact CNE separately?
Yes, you can contact CNE separately. We can put you in touch with the different organizations that we are working with for Money School.
More information is available online at www.moneyschoolcha.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.